The Justin Robert Young Podcast, brought to you as always by everybody who supports us at payjurydaily.com. Again, payjurydaily.com. You know, this is a daily podcast. Monday through Thursday, I am here for you, which means
that hopefully I'm a little bit of a part of your life. Yeah, a little bit.
I'd like to think so at the very least. And if that's the case, you know, maybe go ahead and support it. Support something that has become a part of your commute, maybe part of your working out, maybe a part of how you're cooking dinner. Go ahead, head on over there right now. PayJuryDaily.com. But enough of talking about how we support the show. Oh, yeah. What do you say we just do the damn thing? Howdy, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Justin Robert Young Show. We are live and direct, my friends, live and direct. Twitch.tv/JustinRYoung is where we record the show. Coming to you on iTunes, all the major podcast platforms. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're doing. All right. We're going to get into the mailbag. We're going to get into high thoughts. We're going to end this week right. But there is a story that might jeopardize me being able to continue to stream. I'm going to do something. All right? I'm going to try something out here. And we will see whether or not it is something that cuts this stream immediately. I just started listening to this podcast, Standoff. Standoff. It's all about the Ruby Ridge standoff back in the early 90s, and specifically this very, it really should come in a two-pack with a Waco podcast, I feel like, because it's all about this moment in time, and these are some unsavory characters that are up there on Ruby Ridge, but they very much have a belief that the federal government is out to get them, and there is nothing that you can tell them that's going to change their minds on that subject. And while I do believe that that belief is still permeating our social construct, I think that now part of that has been replaced by a fear that our technocratic overlords are the ones who really run our lives. But I'm going to put that to the test. Yes, right now. Right now, on this very live stream and podcast, we are going to see whether or not I'm able to continue to stream once I begin talking about the story that I am going to talk about. And that, of course, is the fact that the divorce of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, the owner of Twitch, has now gotten a little bit messier. Revealed, says the dailymail.co.uk. Shirtless selfies, a photo of his genitals, and lusty texts Jeff Bezos sent his married mistress as it emerges that the pair hooked up in hotels, private jets, and both of their marital homes for months before he announced his divorce. Now, part of this is just morbid curiosity. Look, we've probably all known somebody who has had an ugly breakup, right? Somebody that's maybe stepped out on somebody that they loved, and you might have been forced to take sides in it, and maybe things got so ugly that you started to see text exchanges, or people would tell you nasty things that the other one said to the other one. It's an unfair and awkward position. However, it's made all the more interesting when you see that, well, you know, billionaires. They're just like us. Here are the texts that Jeff Bezos sent his mistress. I love you, alive girl. I will show you with my body, my lips, and my eyes very soon. I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you. I miss you. I want to kiss you right now and tuck you in slowly and gently and maybe in the morning wake you up and not be quite so gentle with you. Oh, Jeffrey. Your energy and ideas and competence and spirit turn me on. You make me better. You're meant for me. I am so full of love for you. My heart is growing. Just so I can have room for you. It's bigger than it's ever been, and it's still swelling. This kind of sounds like something that he has in common with the Grinch. And lo, they say, Bezos' heart grew 3 sizes that day. Jeff continued, I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I want to love you. I am in love with you. And finally, you know what I want? I want to get a little drunk with you tonight. Not falling down, just a little drunk. I want to talk to you and plan with you, listen and laugh. I basically want to be with you. Then I want to fall asleep with you and wake up tomorrow and read the paper and have coffee with you. I mean, look, I'd be like, this is, I like this one. This is something that I very much, that, I'll tell you what, you want to know what? At my most in love. At moments in my life where I felt like I was the most infatuated with somebody, I feel like that was a 24/7 big mood. I mean, except I probably would want to get falling down drunk. But that's just me. That's the difference between me and the richest man in the planet. The richest man on the planet doesn't want to get funking down. Doesn't want to get falling down drunk. He just wants to get a little drunk. He just went against a little drug. I do feel bad. I mean, look, I don't feel bad enough to not read it here on a comedy show, but I do feel bad for Bezos. And I feel bad for the wife, the ex-wife now. The one, I mean, they're going through a divorce. There's no such thing as a nice divorce. People might feel better after a divorce. There might be a relief of pressure, but the act itself is never a fun one. I don't know anybody who's ever come out on the other side of a divorce and immediately said, that was great. Wow. How awesome that was. There's some level of trauma. Some level of trauma there. I don't really have a funny ending to this, except to say that Bezos' ex-wife is going to be the 5th richest person on the planet when their divorce goes through. I mean, that's a lot of hooch. I'll bet you she's still pissed about that, though. Like, I'm sure she probably, I don't know, you think she knew all that, or is she reading that for the first time? Do you think that that's something that she's reading for the first time? I'll bet you. I'll bet you she's reading it for the first time. I'll bet you she is a multi-billionaire and she's still fucking pissed off about that. I bet you she's reading that right now and like, oh, this motherfucker. Even though she's a billionaire. An absolute billionaire. That just goes to show you. This is a very, very, very rare case of understanding humanity, right? I would love to just ask her, does that piss you off right now? Or are you not pissed off? Because I do feel like that's something that we do need to understand. Because if she is still pissed off about that, if she didn't know about those text messages, and she is still pissed off about it today, knowing that for those crimes, she is rewarded with she is now a multi-billionaire because he sent those texts, right? And had the actions behind them. Then you understand that money cannot curtail emotion, no matter how much. No matter how much money you are talking about, it cannot curtail the emotion that goes behind betrayal and the dissolution of a marriage, let alone a relationship. Very, very, very interesting. All right, let's go ahead and get into your emails. Jurydaily at gmail.com. Again, jurydaily at gmail.com. Hobbsdog writes to our life hacks. Life hack! Along with the gym trick you mentioned, for years I've changed into gym clothing right after work. Finish shift, go to the restroom, change in the stall. That basically helps me commit, and I drive to the gym instead of home. Otherwise, I know after a few hours at home, I'll have gym guilt and go super late or beat myself up about it for a few days. That's a pretty good one. I've seen people do that, and I never really understood why, but I now get it. Because otherwise, you're going to the gym, and then you're changing, and that's like just enough of an uncomfortable situation that you might not want to do it. Kate writes, how much money do you think that you've saved so far in dry January? I don't drink a ton, but I know I saved quite a bit when I was pregnant and not drinking, aka 9 months sober. I wonder what it would be. Probably over $100. I probably spend about $100 reliably on booze every 2 weeks. I would say, if I really tallied it up. In fact, now I might actually go back and tally it up, and I'll probably be upset with myself. But there's I will, by the end of this month, I will have saved at least triple figures. I will say this, though. I dropped, like, basically the weight that I had gained over the holidays. I didn't gain a lot. I was at, like, 171 or 72, and then I got up to, like, 177, and then that came off when I stopped drinking. But then I've pretty much been leveled out around there. Although, because I haven't been drinking, I've been a little naughty in terms of what I was eating. I had some Burger King chicken nuggets the other day. Talk Savage 05 in our chat says, I tried the whiskey diet. So far, I've lost 3 days. Sean writes, we are going to be in the Orlando area in the second week of March. We're taking the kids to Legoland, and you can pay a bit more to go into the Legoland water park. I was wondering if it's generally warm enough in Florida in March to go to a water park. I'm from Canada, so we're generally still expecting a snowstorm or three by the time that March rolls around. Yeah, no, it should be good enough. I mean, between the heated water and the general temperature, March, is certainly going to be far warmer than Canada. However, just go ahead and double check. But in general, March in Orlando should be gorgeous, should be awesome. Now, it means the water might be a little colder, but it's, it may not be like 90 degrees or 85 degrees like it normally is, but I think you should be good. Most people normally are able to figure that out, but just because of the weather. All right. Well, we only have one thing left to do here for this week of Jury Daily. Yep. We have to enter into the Forbidden Dimension. Ladies and gentlemen, people from around the world who listen to this show like to expand their mind. When they do, they go to planes of existence that they might have not otherwise known. Oftentimes, all these adventures are lost to history. However, I encourage you, if you are on such a mental journey, that when you find yourself having a thought that blows your mind, instead of allowing the cruel mistress known as forgetfulness to claim it, nay, pull out your phone. Hit jurydaily at gmail.com in the address bar. Then go ahead and type high thoughts in the subject. Type out your high thought. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this right now is indeed the segment we call High Thoughts. So, I'm super freaked out about global warming. Are we all gonna die? Can you dedicate this segment to solving global warming, please? I'd feel a lot better. Weather ruled today. 85 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Celsius. Perfect. Made me want to buy a fucking kite. I can imagine a curry made with peanut butter to be tasty. But what would peanut butter be like in chili? What kind of savory dishes would you make featuring peanut butter? Infinity War. It's the beginning again. Ending. The government is anti-global warming because they know the truth. That the Earth is flat and Antarctica is keeping all the water in. I don't believe this, but this is what I'd imagine myself saying if I were a flat earther. That was another edition of High Thought. Let's get a big roll call to everybody that makes this show possible. Our producers, our grand jurors, the Gen, PD Rave, Non-Specific Rock and Roll, Martian Joe Acosta, Will, Redneck Tech James, the OG Brito, Will, Matthew B. Bill, Dustin, BioCal, Robert H. Brian C. M., Trey the Melodica, Man Adam, and Middle-Aged Mike. You can email me, jurydaily@gmail.com, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Justin R. Young. You can join our Discord at bit.ly/JURYDISCORD. Again, that is bit.ly/JuryDiscord. Folks, if you find yourself in a glass case of emotion over the weekend, if you find yourself maxing and relaxing, if you find yourself at a point in your life where you just need a little pick-me-up, well, friends, allow me to suggest something to you. First things first, please give a round of applause to Mr. Wacky. And secondly, I need you to do something for me. Until we speak again on Monday, please, don't die!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.